Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We begin in Seattle. A new mayor, Mayor-elect Kate Wilson, campaigning on the Fresh Food for All ticket. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The Wall Street Journal attends to the election results in Seattle. Kate Wilson, I see a quote here saying she's fine with being called a socialist. What does that mean in Seattle? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, in Seattle, you could say almost that it's expected. I mean, Seattle's been a very far left city for a very, very long time. Even probably going back to its earliest days of settlement, because of the labor that goes on there, they have a lot of power. But what you have is a person who dropped out of college. She's, lived with her parents into her 40s, never had a real job. And she kind of has taken on the Mondani mantle for Seattle, following in the footsteps of New York's new mayor. And one of her things, the big promises that she made in September was, I'm not going to allow private grocery stores to close. So in other words, corporate grocery chains should not be allowed to only sell food to those who can afford it. And she wants a public option. So like Mom Donnie, she wants public grocery stores.
Good for Seattle. We march on. We go next to Las Vegas, where there's positive news about an aging institution. What is it, Jeff?
The Luxor Pyramid, which is only one of, a handful of pyramids in the United States, at one time was a lovely resort casino, but it's kind of fallen on hard times. The time when I've visited, it's been really run down, whether I'd stayed there or just went into the casino. It was really looking, it had better days. Well, they've been trying to figure out how they're going to capture more of the attention of visitors there. And they installed this incredibly wild-looking slide that goes from the top of this pyramid. And I think the pyramid is around 400 feet tall or maybe taller. And it goes down the entire front face there of the pyramid down to the bottom, and then you get out. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I've seen some demonstrations, and it looks wild. But this may be coming at a good time for the Luxor Pyramid, getting some more attention as the new Oakland A's or Las Vegas A's ballpark goes up sort of adjacent to it or across the street. So maybe they'll be able to make it work for them and get some of their glory back.
Jeff, I watched the video you sent to me of this slide. No way I ever go near such a thing. My God, Jeff, once you're in that, anything can happen to you. How do they get you out if you have an accident or you get caught on one of those hooks? You don't know.
I guess you just get one of those really long pipe cleaners and work the person out. I don't know. That is a long enclosed tube. I'm assuming they'll have places where they can enter it in case of an emergency and retrieve people. But that is a long tube, and you'd hate for somebody to get stuck halfway down.
And how would they procure somebody out of halfway down? What kind of shoes do you walk on the side of a 400-foot pyramid on? There's a question. All right. Vegas is trying to reorganize itself after ignoring for too long Jeff Bliss's analysis of nickel and dime. We go now to San Francisco. The Center Mall was auctioned off. Did it get what it's worth?
Absolutely not. I think they got around $150 million, and maybe a little bit more than that. But you're talking about a piece of property that was probably at one time worth three times that at least. I mean, it was such an amazing spot, had some great stores and other facilities in it, and to think that it was kind of run down and abandoned for the most part because, people just couldn't take the folks that were milling around there, the vagrants, the panhandlers, the crime in the area. And this is what's been happening throughout San Francisco. This type of inaction on the part of leaders there to address these issues has led to a number of businesses. And for them to lose a major mall like this is a shame. You would have never believed this could happen 15, 20 years ago.
To Santa Monica, what is the complaint there, Jeff?
Well, it's more the same, John, because you've had a very, lefty government there, local government, not allowing the police to do their jobs, being very tough when it came to regulations on businesses, very soft on the homeless situation and the crime that attends a lot of that and that open air drug use. So you have business after business leaving their own mall there, which was a real showpiece for a long time. They've lost some of their major anchor stores. Between a third and a half of the business there are boarded up, and you have the chief of police resigning. You have, you know, restaurants that have been a standard for the area for decades, you know, that have a big name in the Los Angeles area saying, look, we can't do this anymore. We can't have our customers feeling threatened. We can't have our employees feeling threatened. So, you know, they're just pulling up stakes and leaving because they can't put up with it anymore.
To Los Angeles, a tale of two cities. Let's tell the first tale is that the mayor, Ms. Bass, has asked the citizens of Los Angeles to help clean up the city because City Hall can't handle it itself. Did I say that correctly, Jeff?
Yeah, she said that, you know, we've got the World Cup coming up as well as the Olympics, and we're just not going to be able to do it. So we need you to, you know, pitch in. And some people think, well, is this going to be the beginning of a volunteer corps or something like this? But most people think it's the opening salvo in proposing a new tax so that they'll be able to spruce things up. But the worry is, you know, every time they levy a new tax to spruce things up or fix homeless problems, et cetera, that money disappears. And very few of the problems, if any, are taken care of.
Now we go to the other side of the city, which is not even touching ground, an air taxi available for the Olympics. I took a look at it. It takes four passengers plus a pilot. I was very glad to hear about the pilot, Jeff. You know how the robots are these days. And it will fly you from X, which is a depot, to the Olympics exhibits. And I'm presuming that you can't drive that distance in anything less than an hour or so. Is that why they're using these cabs?
It is a good excuse to use them. I'll tell you, to go to some of those venues is going to be right now is more than an hour. So I can only imagine what it'll be like during the Olympics. Now, I was there in 84 during the Olympic Games, and there were a lot of worries about traffic. And really, people in L.A. just cleared out. They didn't go to work. They stayed home during those weeks. They went on vacation. So it wasn't a problem at all. But traffic has worsened by magnitudes in L.A. And so to have these aircraft is going to be a great touch. But it's going to make such a small dent. These are going to be great for people who can afford it. I'll tell you that.
And now the important stuff. It's fire season. What does that mean, Jeff? There's a fire called what you called it. There's a fire started about 1,000 acres. Where is it?
That's out in Mono County, which is out near the Eastern Sierra. It's not a very populated area. I know they've done some evacuations out there, but you're only talking, 50 homes or so have been evacuated. They let people go back afterwards. So it's called the Pack Fire, and it's about 3,000 or so acres. It's only about 5% contained. Now, what the firefighters have on their side right now is rain. We're getting a pretty good, tropical, push through here. They call it an atmospheric river. And so that's going to dump a lot of rain. It already is throughout Northern California, Central California, and even Southern California. And now the big worries are with the rain come mudslides and some of the fire burn areas after big fires.
Is this early for fire season or normal?
Well, fire season often has been talked about as being late August to late November. So this is, in the middle of, we haven't had really a lot of fires, but honestly, these days it can happen anytime. The big fires this year were January. So, you never know.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Congratulations to the new mayor of Seattle. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.